WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police were called to an armed robbery last night a few blocks west of downtown. It happened at the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan at about 9 p.m. Investigators say four armed men wearing masks robbed the convenience store and fled on foot. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. There have been no reports of injuries. Police are looking for possible suspects in that area. The agency that evaluated property values throughout Brazos County wants to move.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District has started asking five local taxing units to approve purchasing land and building a new headquarters. The first to consider action is tonight by the College Station School Board. The appraisal district's located in Lee Space and Bryan on Briarcrest between Broadmoor and Kent. From a letter sent to CISD, the appraisal district wants a site more accessible to property owners and a building that's more functional. That led to the appraisal district's recommendation to buy land near Copperfield and University, near the county's new tax office that's under construction. The project cost of a 14,000-square-foot building on almost 2 acres is $3.8 million. The College Station and Bryan school boards, the two city councils, and the county all have to vote. The appraisal district must get at least 4 votes to proceed. All the background information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The new semester is underway at Blinn College, and there is more student parking west of the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says they get to use the Texas National Guard Armory parking lot on East 25th.
They've got some parking there. They were deployed in December, so they have some space they're not using. And so we talked to them a little bit about it, and our students will have the opportunity to park there as additional parking options for the spring semesters.
Bray says the deployment, which led to the agreement, will last 2 years. Bryan police stopping a car at night without a working license plate light led to an arrest of multiple charges. 25-year-old Lawrence Gregory Blue of Bryan is accused of running away, leaving behind a 2-year-old son who was in the front seat with the engine running and not in a child seat. The arrest report was also indicated officers finding along the route of the foot chase a bag containing what was believed to be cocaine. Officers also seized $690 in cash believed to be from selling drugs. Blue, whose driving record includes 23 past convictions and suspensions according to police, is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $71,000. The annual Economic Outlook Conference from the BCS Chamber of Commerce is 1 week away. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the luncheon speaker is from the website nerdwallet.com.
And they've actually released some ratings that had the Bryan College Station community reasonably highly rated. And so we've asked her to come talk about what it is about our community that impressed them.
Cindy Yang is NerdWallet's small business advisor. Local speakers include officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. A link to more information and get tickets is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 53 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing. The home of the bulletproof roof.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful rural setting south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area. It's in effect through 10 this morning. A very foggy start. Give yourself some extra time to get where you're going. The fog will gradually lift, and eventually it turns sunny and warm, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tonight. Areas of fog will develop. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance of an isolated afternoon shower, 65. Rain possible Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, guys, did you see that Texas A&M was on the CBS Morning News on Sunday?
No. What for?
Well, about their beef jerky.
Oh, over at Rosenthal's?
Yep, exactly. And they talked to Ray Riley. I was trying to call Ray this morning and couldn't get a hold of him. He's like the jerky guru. He said in the interview he's not a snob. Well, the whole gist of it was that beef jerky is really, you know, kind of come out of the truck stop impulse purchase area.
Yeah.
And,
it's expensive.
It is expensive. They mentioned Dean and DeLuca, which is a big delicatessen based in New York, and that stuff racks out at about $70 a pound, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
So it's not bad. But anyway, but they talked to Ray, and I'll see if we can get him on the show to talk to us, because they talk about the process. I think it takes a week for them to basically smoke this jerky, and he and a guy who's a professor at A&M, I didn't pick up his name during the story, but they're talking about, you know, how they choose the meat and the proper way to eat it, and it was pretty interesting. And apparently, they just had like a brisket boot camp over there.
Oh,
like 100 people went over there for a brisket boot camp.
Kinda I missed that. Out on that. Yeah.
You get a certificate. Do you get like a checkered napkin and they print a diploma on it or something like that? But anyhow, we'll see if we can talk to those folks.
Speaking of jerky, yeah. I stopped at Bucky's this weekend. I was traveling.
Which one?
The one in Bastrop. Okay. And the one. No. And the one. I think it's New Braunfels, technically.
Minute, and?
Wait, what do you mean and?
Oh, I had two Bucky stops.
I think
there's two Bucky's on the way to San Antonio.
I didn't say there wasn't.
I think you may have a Bucky's problem.
You know what? They have really clean restrooms. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good point. You're
and
right.
And I always have to stop. So.
Okay. Well, for guys, you basically can walk in and not touch a surface in there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. And, you know, they don't look at you funny. I mean, they understand that you went in there for that very reason. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we still have this little orphan Bucky's between here and Houston.
Right.
You know, the little one that we used to think was cool till we
went to a big one.
Big, ginormous one there. But anyway, so, I am probing. So did you make a purchase while you were in there? Is there something that you really have a Jones-in for when you go to
Beaver
Bucky's?
Nuggets.
Actually, so I'm on the whole, like, yeah, New Year's resolution, healthy food kick.
Okay.
So I was able to resist the Beaver Nuggets, but normally I can put down a whole bag on the way home from Bastrop. But I did, they had, and it wasn't jerky, but they were like, it was sausage and it's, you know, vacuum sealed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I went ahead and just tried a package of that and it was really tasty, super delicious.
They've got deer sticks that are to die for.
Yeah. So, I mean, because it's really tough to go in, and you talked about you can basically go in without touching a surface for you guys. But if you can get in and out of Bucky's without making a purchase, then, you know, you're more hardcore than I am.
I understand. Well, just, you know, you got to focus on it. Here's what I can't understand. I want to know what's going to happen. The big one between here and Houston has got so much parking. I mean, are we going to have like a Chateau de Bucky's or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the net? Because if you look at it, there would never be that many cars in that parking lot.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Ever. And so I just I wonder what's going on there. But anyway.
Because, you know, the one in New Braunfels, they get a ton of river traffic. And so that one is massive and they have a lot of parking. But I've been there in the summer on a, you know, a nice day, and they have they really do fill it up. It's like a grocery store.
Yeah, it's and it's an Aggie, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
I Aggie believe it is.
One of the owners.
Class in the 80s or something.
Hello.
I work for a local 911 provider, Atorium, and it is very hard to get our ambulance in and out of a Bucky's on a weekend because every single space is taken up. So don't say never.
Okay.
Unless you're in the ambulance.
I got you. Good. Thank you. A caratorium, what did he say?
I don't know.
That's very good. Anyway, but that's okay. So there's the, that's interesting. Two Bucky stops. And but, I mean, they're both laid out the same. You know, I remember the first super one I went to was in Giddings, the one over near Giddings. And they had rocking chairs for sale, which I found fascinating. Lots of gear
yeah.
in there. I mean, they do food, but they got gear as well.
And, oh, yeah, you can get all your hunting needs. Deer corn, all sorts of stuff.
Hey, now, you know, could you work through a bag of deer corn on the way home from Bastrop?
Not the same as a beaver nugget.
No, just not the same as
That's
a beaver
true.
Nugget.
All right, very good. Well, we are a show about nothing. All right, it's time to move on. Ron Jakes was on his usual morning run in the park in Salem, Oregon, when he was attacked. Mr. Jakes was jogging about 5:15 in the morning, and suddenly, out of the morning darkness, his stocking cap was pulled off his head.
By?
Almost simultaneously, he felt something puncture his scalp. Jakes thought he was dying. He immediately began to run faster, trying to escape his assailant. But on his sprint to safety, the attacker struck again. This time, Jakes didn't have his hat on. He felt the blunt force. He looked up and saw a large winged animal. Thought it was a big old bat. Now, realizing that the animal was responsible for the attacks, he went home, washed his scalp, made a phone call to a friend who's a biology professor. He said, barred owl or a great horned owl?
Huh. Yeah.
We used to have an owl here. And maybe it's still around. I don't know. But it's been years. But it used to sit out on one of the light poles. And they truly are silent. As they fly by, they are silent. It's kind of cool. And
cool or creepy, whichever one you look at.
I tell you what,
it.
Now, and I don't know how many you would have to plow through now, because it's been about 5 years, but there used to be a fabulous YouTube video of an owl that flew right up to the lens of a camera. And but the thing is, it's got its talons out as it comes down. So it's kind of like Google the last thing a mouse sees. It might be that. Anyway, so we'll move on to what's going on in the Humane Society. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
We're good. We're good.
Okay.
We have no owls.
No, we do not. They. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're sure. I know there's some outside, but we have none in our custody.
Nobody is adopting out any owls.
No, actually, all of our larger birds and stuff like that, they go over to the vet school. They don't. We just reroute them directly.
Yeah.
So, well, we were very successful in our pit bull wellness package. We have one left.
Oh, my.
Yes.
You did
so
do
between
well.
Friday and Saturday, we sold out almost out. We have that one left. So best option, if you're going to come by, you might call. That doesn't mean between getting there, you know, calling and your commute there, we don't sell it. But
right.
That is, we're grateful. That's 25 pit bulls in our community that are going to be spayed and neutered by March.
Good.
So right there at prime puppy and kitten season.
Well, you know, and let's talk just for a second about that, because, I mean, there's no secret. Pit bulls have a bad reputation.
They do.
So kind of give me the thought process that the Humane Society did to get to this point.
Well, what we were, you know, for anybody who's lived in this community a long time, years ago, we did not adopt out pit bulls. The quantity we had come in, I mean, the numbers that came into the Brazos Animal Shelter were staggering and so forth. So we didn't feel confident in placing them. We didn't have any good processes or just the straight up manpower to be able to do temperament tests and then make sure, if the pit bull's a great dog, make sure it was going to a home that was going to do right by the dog. And then in 2011, we started transferring out healthy social pit bulls. So that was temperament testing. And on our end, and then getting them placed in rescue groups. And then in April of 2012, we started adopting out healthy social pit bulls. So they're temperament tested. The adopters go through some additional hoops to adopt as well, because we want to make sure those dogs are going to homes that are not going to use them for ill purposes or whatnot. So we started doing that. What we're still seeing, though, is there's more pit bulls than we can place. So, we're still actively transferring them out to other agencies and whatnot. And because of that, we know they're our hardest animal to place. There's a lot of people live in rental properties here. They're not allowed in those rental properties. And then, you know, they're just a really challenging dog. I mean, when I fostered my first pit bull, she was 4 months old. I'm like, I got two Weimaraners. That'll be easy, right? I was highly mistaken.
Oh, yeah?
Cricket was just nonstop, go, go, go. Very smart. I mean, she learned shake in literally probably about 6 minutes. dumb on my part, because that's all she ever did from there on out. So it was definitely a challenging little effort to have her. She would climb over a 8-foot privacy fence. So she was a dog that, you know, not anybody could just adopt. So it makes her, even though she was a wonderful dog, I mean, she could be in the yard loose with my chickens. It wasn't a problem, but she was just super social to the point where nothing held her back.
Okay.
So we know that they're more challenging to place. And because of that, we looked at how can we decrease the intake that we get? Well, obviously, decrease the puppies in the community.
Well, interesting idea, and kind of taking it, as you say, you're solving a problem right there when you get them spayed and neutered, and right. you don't exacerbate the population.
So many people that are out there thinking, oh, you know, we need more shelters, or we need to turn the shelters into no-kill shelters. Well, that's great. It doesn't start with the shelter. It starts with the community, and the community needs to go out and spay and neuter your animal. I'm sure your dog's great. I'm sure it is. I don't doubt you at all.
Right.
However, it probably doesn't need to reproduce unless it has all sorts of titles to its name and has been beyond vet checked for hips and elbows and whatnot. Don't breed your dog, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And just have it spayed or neutered. It's challenging. I know a lot of people, oh, we'll just have one litter of puppies. Yeah, but that one litter of puppies turns into how many more as you just...
And then bad things
they don't
can
add,
happen.
They multiply.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Oh, very good. Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Okay.
You know, that was where we went with that. And so it was a successful last year, and it was this year as well. Last year, all 25 used their coupons and whatnot, so it was fantastic.
Good.
And
mm-hmm.
we keep up on it and follow up. So that's what's going on. Other than that, we're gearing up for Adopt-A-Thon. It's much earlier this year, April 11th. So it's going to be here before you know it.
Yep.
And we want anybody who has a pet-related business or family-friendly business that wants to come out and have a booth out there. They're free to have a booth. And then it's free to the public to come out on Adopt-A-Thon and visit with the animals that we have for available for adoption, or the rescue groups, or watch the agility demos or the search and rescue demos and so on and so forth. So a whole lot of fun. That's going to be October.
Yeah,
no, that's Wienerfest.
That's right. It'll be
April 11th and 9 o'clock. We're shortening the hours. We found those last couple of hours of the day, we stare at each other.
Okay.
So it'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have that rabies vaccination clinic out there. So you can get your animal rabies vaccinated, microchipped as well. Again, that's April 11th.
Okay. If they want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can find pictures of pets that have come in and are on their stray hold. So if you've lost or found a pet. And then there's the ones available for adoption as well. And besides dogs and cats, we do have 2 rabbits and 2 guinea pigs.
All right. A little bit of everything there. All right. Thanks a lot. That's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And Brittany's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Great. What do you got on your schedule?
We have the first thing is next Monday. It's going to be the new member orientation, January 26th. It's going to be held at the Chamber of Commerce, and that's a great opportunity for new members to come in and kind of know what their membership entails. Mm-hmm. And then also, even if there's been somebody who's joined in the past year, kind of wants a refresher course, meet the staff, just kind of an open house.
Sure.
And that's sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. And it starts at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Then we have the Economic Outlook Conference. It's sponsored by Wells Fargo and City of College Station. And that's January 28th at the Hilton College Station. Individual registration is $75, but we also have tables and non-member pricing, too. And that can all be found at bcschamber.org.
All right.
We're about to head to Austin shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be February 3rd to the 4th. That's sponsored by Regency Apartments. They're just going to go talk to everybody and we have meetings already lined up with legislators, and they have a reception. So it's going to be a really good time to kind of be the voice of the local business here in Bryan College Station.
Most certainly.
This is just a big save the date, but everybody gets really excited about this one. We have a Taste of Aggieland coming up. It's March 3rd, and that's sponsored by HEB. But for all the restaurants out there, y'all's deadline is February 24th, and the registration form can be found at bcschamber.org, and just email it back to us or bring it by. But sign up, because I know it's a great event. Everybody's just been excited about it since we brought it up.
And I'm just going to say that the current chairman is Rich White from HEB.
Yes.
And they're the sponsor. So I'm just saying, I'm betting this one will be really, really good. So,
yes.
Yeah, just kind of saying that ahead of time. Some background that people might not understand. Yeah. But, yeah, this should be special.
He's pretty excited about it.
Yeah, so. I bet. I imagine. There's no doubt about that. All right. And anything else?
Yeah, we have a few ribbon cuttings. One today at St. Joseph Family Medicine from 4:30 at that's located at 1612 West Villa Maria in Bryan. And then we have a ribbon cutting for the 36th Annual BCS Home and Garden Expo. So it's just a ribbon cutting for the expo. And mm-hmm. it's going to be January 27th at 4:30 at the Home Builders Association office, which is at 230 Southwest Parkway.
Okay. And we'll let people know the expo itself, I think, is on the 14th and 15th of February.
Yes, yeah,
coming up. Okay.
14th and 15th at the Brazos County Expo.
All right, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, very good. If there wants more information, the website is?
bcschamber.org.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. You may have seen a recent segment on the Texas Bucket List featuring Harvey Washbangers and our famous Cajun burger. Just to recap, we blend andouille sausage and Angus beef for a patty that's unlike anything you've ever had before. Then we melt pepper jack cheese over that patty, and if that wasn't enough, we hand-bread crawfish tails, fry them to a golden brown, and pile them on top of the cheese. Served on our signature grilled sourdough bun and surrounded by a big pile of fresh-cut fries, believe me, our Cajun burger is a special treat. We began our remodeling process over the holidays, and that included a new menu featuring some wonderful additions, like a fried green tomato BLT, porkaholic fries with root beer braised shredded pork and bacon, over fresh-cut fries with melted cheese, jalapenos, and our own homemade barbecue sauce. And that's just a couple of the new items. Over the next couple of months, we'll be taking on a whole new look. So come on in and see what's new and how we're progressing. Things are constantly changing, and updates are posted on our Facebook page. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road in College Station.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie basketball team at home tomorrow night at Reed, beginning at 6 o'clock, 5:30 broadcast time. The University of Missouri will be the opponent. Question for the coach about the bench and how he uses his bench, because certainly the Aggie bench this year provides depth and some scoring. Billy Kennedy.
Well, recently we've tried to go with two bigs, rotate our bigs in before the first 4 or 5 minute mark. Courtney, we like to get him out at the first TV timeout. Perimeter-wise, it kind of depends on the game, you know, who we're going to be guarding. If it's a point guard, we'll usually go with Alex Robinson. If it's a wing, sometimes we've gone with Peyton Allen, the first perimeter guy off the bench, and then we kind of play it from there. But we're trying to rotate our bigs in and keep them fresh. You know, we've got some bigger guys. We like to try to play those other guys when they get tired and get them out, and they don't appreciate coming out all the time either.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the use of his bench and substitutions. Aggies in Missouri tomorrow night at Reed, 6 o'clock game time, 5:30 broadcast. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776 5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Now, you can find out more about this at ActivateProducts.com, or you can call them, it's free, 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. The president was missing. You can imagine what kind of commotion that caused, especially among the White House staff and the cabinet, not to mention the public. Well, the public really wasn't aware of the president's disappearance as yet, and the higher-ups decided that until they found out where President John Tyler was, they wouldn't make his absence known just yet. But they were hot on the trail, trying to find him and covering their tracks with the press, as well as the other members of Congress, while they were doing it. Excuses were made. The president has a headache. Got a bit of gout, has a touch of a cold. Too many stories, really. People were getting suspicious. Was he the victim of some hideous foreign plot to take the president for ransom? Was he a victim of an assassination attempt and the staff was hiding it from the public? Speculation ran wild within the ranks of the staffers, and truth is, no one really knew. The president had seemed happy lately. He had been courting a lovely woman by the name of Julia Gardner. He had actually proposed four different times, but she had refused every time. He had been a little depressed after the untimely death of his wife, but since meeting Julia, well, he seemed happy. Then there was that incident on the USS Princeton, a naval frigate. While on tour with Julia and her father, a cannon exploded and killed six people, and Julia's father was among them. Julia was despondent and grieved for weeks. The president was very attentive and a source of great comfort and compassion during this time for her. She had recovered and seemed to be much more accepting of his attention, and ever since, they'd seemed happy. So, where was he? Where was the president? It was going on 3 days now since his disappearance, and no one had a clue. And, brother, it was getting harder and harder to make excuses to the Congress and the press. The Capitol Police were rounding up the usual suspects and questioning them, but being careful not to let the cat out of the bag and make it known that the president was missing. Then, suddenly, he was back, as quickly as he had disappeared, smiling, beaming, and married. Yep, married. But he warned every staffer to keep their mouth shut. Oh, they didn't. The news was too big. It's a little-known fact that we really did have one president who literally eloped, ran off like a love-struck teenager, and got married by the Reverend Benjamin Threadwell Onodonk at the Church of Ascension in New York City.
Supersizing tissue samples. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Many structures in cells are so small they're difficult to see, even with the best optical microscopes. So researchers at MIT decided to blow them up. In the journal Science, they report using a water-absorbing polymer commonly found in baby diapers to expand a tissue sample without the internal structure pulling apart. Paul Tilberg was on the team.
With this technology, the polymer network extends 4 to 5 times in all 3 dimensions evenly. So the relative shape of the structures you want to look at stays the same, it's just bigger.
The jumbo-sized sample can then be viewed with existing microscopes. The technique could be especially useful in studying the fine structure of brain tissue. The team's already working with tissue from mice, zebrafish, and fruit flies, and is collaborating with another team on human tissue. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, why the United States will never stop spying on you and everyone you know. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. When you're making a business presentation, you need a projector that'll help you grab people's attention and bring your ideas to life. But not all business projectors are created equal. That's why you need to go with the number one selling projector brand in the world, Epson. Epson is the only brand to use 3LCD technology in all of its projectors. And that's important because 3LCD technology delivers better color than the leading competitors. How do Epson's projectors deliver better color? First, they have 3 times higher color brightness. And second, they have up to 3 times wider color gamut. It's that simple. With Epson business projectors, you get better, more accurate color. No wonder 9 out of 10 people prefer images from Epson over the leading competitors. Here is something else you need to know. Epson projectors project images up to 25 times larger than a flat panel. So in your next meeting, if you want to go big and bring your ideas to life with better color, get an Epson business projector. Epson, built to perform. When it was finally revealed that the United States government conducts electronic spying by casting a wide web, by tapping everything and everyone, an outraged public demanded that the nation try to figure out a better way. A way to spy only on the bad guys. Under the direct orders of President Obama, we put our best minds on the problem. People from universities, government, and businesses such as Microsoft, Google, and Oracle studied the spying problem for months. And very quietly, late last week, their report was released through the National Academy of Science. Their conclusion? Very simple. In order to know everything that's going on, you have to collect, well, everything. You have to spy on everybody, and you have to do it all the time. There is simply no way that government snooping can or will ever be stopped or even reeled in. In short, this is the new normal, and you're living it every day. Get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan, police are looking for 4 men who robbed a convenience store last night. Investigators say the men wore masks and robbed the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan around 9 p.m. An undisclosed amount of money was taken and the men fled on foot. No injuries were reported. The office where property owners in Brazos County appeal their property taxes may be moving.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District wants to buy land near Copperfield and University and construct a 14,000-square-foot building. Before the appraisal district can proceed on the $3.8 million project, it needs at least 4 votes from the 5 elected bodies that control funding. The first stop is tonight's College Station School Board meeting. Also getting a vote is the Bryan School Board, the 2 city councils, and Brazos County. The new appraisal office would be near the county's new tax office, which is under construction. In a letter from the appraisal district's board chairman to the school board president, they wanted a more convenient location for property owners in both cities. Favorable interest rates and creating a more functional workspace were also cited. The appraisal district currently leases more than 10,000 square feet on Briarcrest between Kent and Broadmoor. The yearly cost shared by the 5 governmental units is about $160,000. That would go up to $271,000 a year with the new building. Online at WTAW.com is the background information the appraisal district sent to the College Station School Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former head athletic trainer and assistant athletic director at Texas A&M is suing the university, claiming age discrimination.
Carl Kapczynski was 56 when he was fired in November of 2013. The 1979 graduate of Texas A&M, now working at Houston Methodist in Sugar Land, has filed a federal lawsuit. The termination letter from athletic director Eric Hyman says Kapczynski was fired based on his unacceptable job performance and said that the head trainer would not be eligible for rehire for 5 years. But his attorney says that designation violates A&M policy. James Stanley, TSN News.
A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former Bryan man of an armed robbery that took place nearly 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 24-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston to 25 years in prison. According to prosecutors, the convenience store clerk at the Valero on East 29th, who was held up, remembered Jackson from high school. Jackson is also wanted in Brazoria County on a theft charge. A Bryan man arrested last August on multiple burglary charges has been sentenced to an 8-year prison term. 35-year-old Buddy Perez was arrested after he was confronted by a victim with a baseball bat inside a home on West 29th between Randolph and Logan. For the fourth time in the last month, a top administrator at the Texas Health and Human Services Department has resigned. The latest is the deputy chief of staff for the HHS commissioner, who received nearly $100,000 to pay for graduate school in violation of state policy. Three others left amid scrutiny over lucrative and no-bid contracts to an Austin tech company. The Central Texas Television meteorologist, who was shot last month leaving the station, returned to work. Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV was greeted yesterday by co-workers who wore T-shirts with the Superman logo, a favorite of the weatherman. Crawford then showed he was wearing a Superman T-shirt underneath his suit. You can see a group photo online at WTAW.com. The gunman who shot Crawford in the KCEN parking lot December 17th remains at large. There is a $20,000 reward to locate the shooter. The Texas National Guard Armory is the latest parking area for students attending the Blinn College campus in Bryan. Spokesman Richard Bray says the agreement follows a deployment last month from the Armory on East 25th.
They're out there for 2 years. I foresee us being able to use this as well the following fall. It gives us just a few more parking spots where students can park without breaking any rules, and it's a good opportunity for everybody all around.
Students and staff will also have to get used to new traffic signals and turn lanes at Villa Maria and Joseph that were installed over the last month. Tickets are still available for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, which is 1 week from tomorrow. Chamber President Royce Hickman says panelists include officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. The conference also includes plenty of time for networking opportunities.
We're on time. We try to allow for those breaks to be about a half hour, certainly minimum of 15 or 20 minutes, and that gives folks a chance to network as well. And then, obviously, after lunch, they can hang around and visit with some folks, too, before they head back to the office. So I appreciate it because it is a tremendous networking opportunity, and quite frankly, it's one that I take advantage of every year.
The luncheon speaker is the small business advisor from the website nerdwallet.com. On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to get tickets and more information. WTAW news time is 8:41. It's 53 degrees. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted Best Roofing Contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers, but there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important when glass needs to be replaced. There's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
844 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We're just going to read you the weather because, you know, really, he doesn't give percentages, and you probably want to know that. Today's a great day.
Yeah.
Fog burns out of here, 72. Ought to be nice.
Don't get used to it.
No, winds will turn around out of the north this afternoon. Tonight, about 49 with north winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, 64, which is okay. Slight chance of some showers. Tomorrow night, it's an 80% chance of rain. Thursday, it rains.
And that's all it does.
It's 100%. So that means there's no chance. It just will. And actually, the Wednesday rain will probably be after midnight, about 3 or 4 in the morning. We'll have to worry about it. It'll be windy, gusts up to 20 miles an hour, so that'll be pleasant. Then you got the 100% chance of rain on Thursday with a high of 48. The thermometer apparently will not move from the low on Wednesday night. Then we get down to 38 on Thursday night with a 50% chance of showers, 50 on Friday, and then 60 on Saturday with some sunshine. All I know is that Justified starts tonight. If you
recorder's already set.
That's right. If you know the show, then that's fine. If you don't, it's almost too late. Timothy
Olyphant. Yeah, this is the last season, isn't it?
That's right. Raylan Givens and the gang. This is the sixth season. It'll be the final season. So see how all that works out.
Yes.
We were talking earlier about fat. Okay.
Fat.
Hang on, it's that's not it.
Fat.
That's the Oklahoma State football coach, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Gundy.
That's it. That's
yep.
Gundy from years ago. All right. So what they did is, this is a story that, I don't know, I think Eurotrash put out. No, it's the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Okay. Imagine for a moment, if you will, that all the nation's fast food establishments with their little striped awning and their arches and their drive-through windows and their dollar deals and french fries and all that vanished overnight.
Poof.
Okay, I know. Would the number of kids who carry an unhealthy amount of extra weight plummet? The answer, they say, is probably no. They released this study last Thursday because if you shut off your supply of 24-ounce fountain drinks and your bacon cheeseburgers and your fried chicken and your stuffed tacos and all that, the kids basically we'll go home and scarf up cookies and chips and soda
stuff
there for the bottle and you know, heat up frozen pizzas. So that doesn't help. Now, I'm not sure if the fast food industry paid for this study or not, but they just want to say just because fast food restaurants go away, kids won't get thinner.
And you know, I think I would agree with that. I think and this is a kid who grew up in drive-thrus because I was traveling constantly for sports. And I mean, I think I had pretty good genes, which helped.
Sure.
But for the most part, I mean, I ate a lot of fast food growing up. And I think it's more of the junk food that they're eating at home or that they're in there eating throughout the day. Candies, Cokes, sodas, you know, cookies, whatever, all that stuff.
That and lack of activity.
And lack of activity. But I think that is more so a big issue than, you know, the fast food. And I'm not saying fast food is necessarily healthy, but there are healthy options. And if you keep, you know, Happy Meals aren't very big. There's not very much food in them.
That's true.
You know, it's the extra stuff that they're getting that I think is causing it. And then, like you said, I was also always playing something. And so I was very active as a child, and I think that's a bigger issue as well.
Everybody needs a Doritos Los Taco every now and then. You just do.
I'm plenty fat, and I haven't had one of those yet. So.
Well, see, you're doing it wrong.
All right, hits it. But, and I appreciate you standing up on your health soapbox there, Chelsea, but it's not fast food's fault.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we figured out what it is. It's pizza. It is. It's a new report that has come out. On days when children eat pizza, they consume an average of 408 more calories. They get more fat. They get 3 additional grams of fat. They get 134 additional milligrams of salt. That's what it is. It's the pizza. It's you going and getting that ginormous pizza and letting your kids eat it. It's you, parents. You're the ones who are making it happen. On any given day, 22% of kids between the ages of 6 and 9 eat pizza. Oh, my God. What a world we're living in that 22% of the kids between the ages of 6 and 9 eat pizza. So thank you for all that healthy stuff. It's pizza.
It's pizza's
it's
fault.
It's just pizza's fault. Hello.
Yes, but pizza cures my depression.
I understand. There you go. There's an upside to it. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You were saying something, Chelsea.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, but I love pizza. That was what I was saying.
Well, and my favorite pizza is margarita pizza. I really like that. And that's, I mean, for pizza, that's pretty healthy stuff.
Love Supreme pizza, which has all the veggies on it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Sure. Veggie
and
Supreme is cool.
And they say the more toppings you have on your pizza, actually, the healthier it is. I think I saw it on, trash.
It's
talk
on the
show.
Internet, so it must be true.
It
right?
must be true. But pepperoni is actually healthier than cheese because it takes up some of that surface that the extra cheese would.
Oh, there you are.
And you're at least getting some kind of protein.
That's for hello.
Margarita pizza, doesn't it taste kind of weird with salt and lime?
Thank you. And a margarita doesn't really go with pizza.
No. Beer.
It absolutely does not. It's
got to be a beer thing, that's for sure. All right, and I don't know, I've just, from what I've seen, the Pizza Hut choices are so complicated, I don't know if you can ever order a pizza again. I think people will just default back to pepperoni. Because, you know, they have these new crusts now, they have the new toppings and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, just we'll see how that works. Lebanese beauty pageant queen Sally Grige in hot water for daring to post an Instagram shot of herself smiling, looking pretty, and behaving like a civil human being with her fellow pageant queen contestants, including Miss Israel.
Yeah, this was a huge deal yesterday.
Rack.com says the snapshot of the beauty queens from warring countries caused so much of an uproar from Palestinians that Miss Lebanon found herself in danger of losing her crown. Now, in an effort to keep her title, Miss Lebanon has cried, photobomb. Photobomb? Is that really the word to be using here?
Oh, I didn't thought of it that
sure.
way.
Sure, posting a version of the snapshot with Miss Israel cropped out. For her part, Miss Israel is handling the whole thing as an international controversy. Like any beauty pageant queen, she says, it doesn't surprise me, but it still makes me sad.
So.
Beauty queen pageant politics.
Pobrecita.
God, I hate that. A Costa Rican woman caught on camera allegedly shoplifting a flat-screen television by hiding it under her skirt.
It's amazing.
Really?
She walks out like nothing happened.
Well, how'd they catch her then?
Video.
All right.
That's how I saw it.
What do you mean she walked out like?
She literally walks up. Kind of does the over the right shoulder, over the left shoulder look.
Yeah.
Grabs the box of what looks to be a 24, 36-inch television, stuffs it under her skirt, and walks out as it's braced between her thighs.
Is she tall?
Is she fat?
Yeah. She fat? Is she tall?
She's not fat. She looks relatively average. And I was stunned.
All right. So you can learn to do anything on the internet.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas
from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit FamilyInEstateLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Chelsea, did you do the Girl Scout thing growing up?
I did not.
Okay. Well, because Girl Scout cookies, they just started on sale, you know, in January.
I saw that, yeah.
There are varieties that have come and gone. Did you know there have been discontinued Girl Scout cookies? Like Kookaburras, available in the early 1980s, rectangular cookies had crispy rice, caramel, and chocolate.
Yeah, I know they did the whole name change thing.
They did that. Some of those. And, of course, we have a couple of gluten-frees. Why would we do that?
Of course.
In 1999, Upside Downs, the Girl Scout cookies that look like Little Debbie's with an oatmeal cookie sandwich of their own. But unlike Little Debbie's soft oatmeal cream pies, Upside Downs were crunchy.
Mm.
All right. Then there were Apple Cinnamons available from 1997 to 2001, Apple Cinnamons were sugar cookies dusted with cinnamon sugar. The apple part, their shape. Olay's Olay's, a reduced fat cookie. Powdered sugar cookies with pecans and coconut.
Sounds reduced fat to me.
Yeah, really. And Cinnaspins, hoping to catch on to the fitness craze. Uh-huh. These crispy little cinnamon swirl cookies sold in the 100 calorie packs of 2008. Ah, that was it. Eating healthy because they were in the 100 calories.
It's only 100 calories.
That's it. So why not? Just scarf them all down.
I actually kind of like those.
Yeah? I hadn't heard of those before.
Yeah.
Stories from China. Officials in China have figured out all their smog problems are coming from...
Us,
the USA.
Pork. From pork.
Pork.
An environmental official says restaurants and vendors are releasing dangerous toxins into the air every time they prepare sausage and smoked bacon. What? You're blaming bacon? The problem is reaching crisis levels right now as residents prepare pork for the upcoming Chinese New Year celebrations. Since early January, a blanket of smog has been looming over parts of China, including Beijing. In response, police have started raiding the meat that are the smoking facilities that are destroying the environment.
Bacon smog.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, if you got to go, bacon smog would be the way to go with smog.
I agree.
Bacon smog. All right.
And yeehaw.
Just to show that anything can go viral, a video has gone viral featuring two grown men playing on swings in Saudi Arabia. It gets even better because the swings are hanging from raised scoops of construction tractors. And the unnamed unmanned front-end loader digger is rolling backwards across the desert while the men are swinging in unison to the sound of Middle Eastern music.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, again, can't see that there's any reason that you'd need to, but it's out there if you want to. Hello.
The People's Republic of San Francisco is about to outlaw outdoor grilling because of the increased smoke in the air on weekends.
Oh, is that right? See?
Yeah.
All right.
No more outdoor grilling.
All right, Justified's on tonight.
You have to tell me
I think so. All right.
That's Clip Howard, by the way.
I almost watched it live once. I haven't, but I did.
Just almost.
I almost watched it once. Anyway, then this story from China. Okay, how often do college students not attend their classes, right? I mean,
that's a good question.
Okay, so here's what this guy did. A law teacher in China found an ingenious way to weed out the slackers who didn't go to class last semester. When the teaching assistant handed out the exam, it included the question, "What do I look like?" And it had different photos up there. And the people who chose the people who chose the wrong photo ended up getting docked big time. So there you go. On this date in history, in 1841, Hong Kong was ceded to Great Britain. It was Inauguration Day, of course. So in 1961, it was John Kennedy. 1981, Ronald Reagan. 1989, it was George Bush. 1993, Bill Clinton. So there you are. Oh, and 2009, Barack Obama. And in 2004, stuff this in your red kettle. The Salvation Army announced they had received a donation of $1.5 billion from the estate of Joan Kroc, the widow of McDonald's founder.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
That's for sure. Drive carefully. It's foggy out there. Hey, Chelsea, thanks for sitting in.
Thanks,
9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.